Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast. Breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system. Here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're actually going to talk about one of the best national parks in the entire national park system, Yosemite National Park, that sits just above in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, just above the San Joaquin Valley. You can fly into Fresno Yosemite International Airport. When you get off there, you can see the fake plastic trees that mimic the giant sequoia trees. And then it's just a short drive up into Yosemite National Park. This week, we're bringing on Rhonda Salisbury, the CEO of the Yosemite Sierra Visitors Bureau. Rhonda, welcome to the program. I know you every day you work on making sure that people know how to find Yosemite, know what's there, know the services that are available, and you work on putting these businesses in touch with people who want to come and visit Yosemite National Park. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to everybody today and share a little bit of our very special world up here in the Sierra National Forest in Yosemite.
Well, thank you. So you're located in Oakhurst. Walk the listener through. You get a flight to Fresno Yosemite International Airport. You land. What do I do when I get off the airplane, grab my bags? Where do I go first if I want to head up to the park?
Well, you've got several options. So some people like to drive and some people like to take tours. So from Fresno, you can take the YARTS bus, which is the Yosemite Area Regional Transportation System, and that runs, I believe, mid-May through mid-September, and that's YARTS.com if anybody's interested. But so that's kind of a public transportation.
And that'll take you all the way into the park?
Yes, it will. It will take you through Oakhurst, where there's a lot of hotels, and all the way into the park, and it runs three or four routes all day long.
Okay, and that'll take you all the way into Yosemite Valley?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so how far is it if I want to go, if I land in the land at the airport, I can take the bus or I can drive. How far is it to Oakhurst, which is at the base of the park?
So it's about a 45-minute drive.
Okay.
On the bus, it's a little longer because of the stops, but otherwise, if you rent a car, Enterprise is a great partner of ours, and you can rent a car from any of the agencies, and it's 45 minutes.
Okay, so I get to Oakhurst. Tell me about the places that you have to stay there, places to eat.
Well, Oakhurst is pretty much the lodging hub of Yosemite area. So we've got bed and breakfast, we've got vacation rentals for the whole family, we've got hotels, Best Western, Comfort Inn, America's Best Value Inn, some of the big names, plus we have three new coming on. And then we've got beautiful Bass Lake, which is just 5 minutes away, so a lot of people decide to stay there, play at the lake, go to Yosemite, kind of the best of all worlds.
All right. So I wake up the next morning. I want to go to Yosemite Valley, right? So how far is it from Oakhurst down into the valley, which is really the picturesque? That's the scene that you see where you see the Half Dome, El Capitan, all the big rocks and the waterfalls. That's kind of the main attraction, even though I know there's a lot to see in Yosemite National Park, but that's kind of the main attraction that people want to definitely go see. So I wake up in the morning. How long does it take me to drive to the valley?
From Oakhurst, it's about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour to 30 minutes, till you're at Tunnel View, which you're talking about, which is one of the most photographed vistas in the whole entire world.
That's where the famous picture of Teddy Roosevelt is standing there. I can't remember with who, but with Half Dome in the background, correct?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much. That valley view, that tunnel view is where you see everything, and I literally get goosebumps every time I see it, even though I've seen it hundreds of times.
It is beautiful. So I get there. So tell me, I'm in the valley now. What do I want to go see if I have a couple days when I'm in the Yosemite Valley?
The biggest piece of advice I can give anybody is coming to Yosemite is if you're coming in the summer, so Memorial Day to Labor Day, make sure you get up early, you get into Yosemite Valley by about 8 a.m., so leave at 6:37 or so, and you park your car in the designated day-use parking stops, and then you hop on the free Yosemite Valley shuttle. It's amazing. So that takes you to Yosemite Falls, which is just a real quick, like, half-mile walk to the base of Lower Yosemite Falls, which is spectacular. Then it'll take you to the Awani Hotel, where you can have an amazing lunch. It takes you to Curry Village. You can do Mirror Lake Walk or go even the Vernal Falls Mist Trail. You get to see everything from that.
So the Awani Hotel, that's a fabulous, famous old hotel. And Rod, I'm probably not telling you something that you don't know, but during World War II, it was actually a U.S. Naval hospital.
Yeah.
And it was used as a rehab for our sailors. And in fact, my grandfather was there during World War II. He spent a winter there. He broke his arm and went up there for treatment. But anyway, it's a famous hotel, the giant fireplaces. What do people need to know about that location?
Well, first of all, as everybody knows, hopefully it's got its name back. So we temporarily lost the iconic names, and so they are back. It is now back to the Awani Hotel that, you know, for, what, almost 100 years. The Awani Hotel is amazing. So make reservations for meals. Otherwise, if you're just going to go into something casual, you can go there. You can have a cocktail sitting outside, and you're looking up at Yosemite Falls, which is spectacular. Or if you look the other direction, you're looking at Half Dome, another spectacular icon in Yosemite. One of my favorite things to do at the Awani any season is just to get lunch and then go outside with a soda or a cocktail or something and just sit out there and look at the meadows and everything, which is amazing.
And so let's talk about, for like the person that can't move as well, someone that maybe a little older in age or has some limitations physically, there's still plenty to do. You don't have to run and hike up to Vernal and the Mist Trail. You can actually just hang out, have a cocktail, relax, and enjoy the sights, correct?
Right. So the Valley Visitor Center, even if it is handicap accessible, if you have walking problems or you're just tired from the day, maybe you hiked all day the other day and you wanted to just relax, as a nice little walking area. There's so many places where you can grab a snack or sit down and just look up. And it's just simply amazing.
And then for those that are the daring type, athletic type, in good shape, so I did this, Rhonda, but it was like 20 years ago, I think, maybe more. Started the valley floor, hiked up to Vernal Falls, then to Nevada Falls, and then I went to the backside of Half Dome and actually climbed to the top of Half Dome. Just incredible views from there. But that's a full day. What do they estimate that takes to do? What time do you leave, and what time can you expect to get back if you do that? And it's quite strenuous because it's, what is it, probably 6 or 7 miles almost straight up?
Yeah, it's a long way up, and I always tell people to allow about 12, 13 hours or so, you know, because you want to get up there and hang out a while too. I want to say it's 8 miles each way, but for some reason my memory is just gone at this moment on that, but it's spectacular. It is definitely, my kids did it almost every year in high school.
Yeah, I don't think, if I had to do it again, I think I'd have to take about 3 days to do it. The Yosemite Valley, we've covered that. What would you recommend if you wanted to do one more thing in Yosemite National Park? What would you advise people to do?
That's a hard one, because I have two of my favorites, which is Mariposa Grove of Giant Sequoia.
Uh-huh.
Which just was restored 2 years ago, and then the Glacier Point. Glacier Point is seasonal, so it's, you know, pretty much May to October, just depending on our snow season. You go out on Glacier Point, there's a snack shop and area there, you can get some food, but you go out there and it looks like you can touch Half Dome. Everything's breathtaking, which that is only about, so if you're coming from Fresno, it's on the way into the valley. So we always suggest you do the valley first, then come up into Glacier Point, and that's about 45 minutes or so out of the valley, and then you can continue back into your lodging in Oakhurst area.
So you do all of this. In a perfect world, if somebody wanted to have a really nice vacation and really see all of Yosemite, how many days would they need?
I would say three. Three would be the minimum.
Three nights?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to see a lot of it, because the east side is simply is spectacular as well. You've got Tuolumne Meadows, Tenaya Lake, all those spectacular things over there. So you would want to spend a day up there, a day in the valley.
So you spend a night at Oakhurst, and then you spend a couple nights in the valley, in the Yosemite Valley floor, and then where would you spend your fourth night?
So you can go over 395, which is an amazing area as well. You can go into Lee Vining or Mammoth Lakes, or you can go into Mariposa, or you can spend all three or four nights in the Oakhurst area as well.
And then you can just take day trips.
Yes, and take day trips in.
And it is open. It's cold during the winter, but it is a nice time to go up there. There's less people. It's still picturesque. You're just not going to be able to do the hiking, right, during the wintertime. Well, unless you really want to brave it.
You can do short hikes. You can even snowshoe into the Mariposa Grove of Giant Sequoia. Obviously, the Badger Pass is up there, the ski resort. But if you're not into skiing or long hikes, just sitting in, cruising around the valley.
Sit at the Awani Hotel with the big fireplaces going, and life is good, right?
Life is perfect.
So, Rhonda, thank you so much. So how do people, if they want to go to, what's the best website to go to get information on visiting Yosemite National Park?
Well, our website is YosemiteThisYear.com. But the best way to get it is if you're in the area, I mean, definitely do go to YosemiteThisYear.com, ask for our vacation visitor's guide. But when you're in any of the area, stop at the visitor centers. Because we can give maps, and our visitor volunteers that are amazing will tell you everything you need to know. You'll tell them, okay, I've got 5 hours or I have 3 days, and they'll give you the best advice.
All right, YosemiteThisYear.com. Rhonda Salisbury, CEO of Yosemite Sierra Visitors Bureau, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. This is Devin Nunes, the Devin Nunes Podcast. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at DevinNunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
It whips the dust up and rains pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith.
Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith. We, the people, free and strong, fight through the dark night toward the dawn. Freedom marches on.
Afraid.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.